Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in to another episode of Nerd Up. This week, I've got Dalton Anthony.
Yo.
Asa Gray.
Yes.
Mandy Kennedy.
Hola.
And I'm your host, Jesse Kimball. All right, we're going to start off with the big news from Marvel. We got two trailers. We got Captain Marvel. So we're going to start off with that one. I got so hyped up about Avengers 4, I have forgotten most of the content of Captain Marvel, but to rewatch it and have it.
It's,
which is good, because I'm trying to stay in the dark about that movie.
She pretty much, like, it very much seems like there's some brainwashing going on, because we know the career's shady.
Yeah.
Because she, like, talks about how they are a noble hero. Like, they're noble heroes, and as far as she knows, she's always been there. But then, now that she's back on Earth, she's having these dreams of, like, a previous life that she doesn't understand.
Yeah, which we got a little taste of that in the last teaser we got.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that definitely seems like the angle they're going for. She's kidnapped from Earth and, you know, given Kree abilities.
We also get a much better look at the Skrull.
Yes.
Like, without, like, well, them not in a shapeshifty form. Like, what they actually look like.
Yeah, we got confirmed that the old lady was, in fact, a Skrull and was not a case of mistaken identity.
Mm-hmm.
Because they kind of...
Show a little bit of that fight.
Yeah, they showed a little bit of that fight. Because the first teaser, like, you weren't sure why she punched the granny.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't show anything after that. And then, now we got to see a little bit more of that fight. I'm pumped about that one for sure.
I'm excited. I think it looks very good.
Yes. I'm going to like it a lot, I think.
Mm-hmm. I like her suit.
It blows my mind that I know everybody was complaining that we haven't gotten an Avengers trailer yet.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why. We're still like 5 months out. Like, we don't need a trailer.
Yeah, we do.
And now that this one's hit, like, everyone's just talking about Avengers. No one's talking. You said yourself, I forgot about the Captain Marvel trailer.
Yeah, that was the point I was going to make.
Like,
releasing. Yeah, releasing both of these in the same week was a poor decision.
Also, which makes me so glad that Spider-Man Far From Home trailer was exclusive to the Brazil Comic Con. And it's not getting released.
Oh, that's good.
Like, I'm very happy about that. Because I don't need to be hyped for three separate movies. Especially when one of those movies involves a character that is dead.
I can only have so much hype. Like... That's it. I can't have that much extra. Captain Marvel. So yeah, she had they showed off. I guess technically two different outfits, because you got to see her in the like turquoise and green,
like the Kree uniform.
The Kree uniform, and you also got to see her in the actual Captain Marvel outfit.
Oh yeah, that one. I'm sure I like the other one. Yep. Really don't remember the other one,
and
but
then
I
bet
I like it.
The helmet that created the mohawk.
I like that it's part of the helmet.
Yeah,
that's super cool.
That gave people, you know, the little bit of the mohawk as well as, like, you know, her having the actual, like, long hair.
Mm-hmm.
The Marvel, like, the movie Marvel Legends that I don't buy mm-hmm. for this movie are so sick. Like, just, there's two Captain Marvels. One of them has, like, the brown leather jacket.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's like, all right, that's pretty. And then they have the actual just costume one. I'm like, I'm not going to buy it because I know I don't break that rule too often, but I really want to buy it because, like, they're really pretty. There's also, like, a young Nick Fury one. So I was like, oh, I want that for a Pulp Fiction setup.
From the bits we saw of young Nick Fury, it didn't like...
Oh, not Pulp Fiction. There's another movie that he looks just like that in, though.
Well, no, but like just you saying that reminded me of like, because so young Nick Fury, like, because they're using that computer digitizing to make him look younger.
Yep.
It didn't look terrible, but no. Granted, we didn't see him in like a prolonged scene.
Yeah.
So the Uncanny Valley couldn't really set in.
Right. And in fairness with Sam Jackson...
They don't have a lot to do.
No, they really don't. Like, especially if they made him grow out hair would be a problem.
Mm-hmm.
But since Fury is completely bald, they don't have to make him look that much younger.
I think he has hair in this.
He had hair in the action figure.
I didn't notice hair.
There's the Captain Marvel.
Yeah, that looks pretty sweet.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I'm going to pull up that trailer real quick. I'm going to make sure my volume's down. But I'm like, I'm seeing him with hair.
He may have had hair. I just know that Nick Fury is normally bald, and maybe I just saw that.
See, but we have to show that he's younger.
Yeah, so
he didn't lose his hair until later. Even though I thought he was like black and it was like salt and pepper. I almost said black and white. he had kind of like the salt and pepper going on.
Because that's what his actual hair does have now.
Right. Well, yeah, because he's like 90 years old, but he still looks like he's 40.
Right.
Which is just incredible.
Yeah, no, that man stopped aging. His hair has continued aging. That's the only part of him that has.
And that's why he shaves it off. Right? Oh, yeah. He definitely has hair.
Yeah, because okay. Like I said, the action figure definitely had hair.
Which I guess, in fairness, they could just dye his hair.
But it's not.
Because yeah. I don't
could
know
wear
if it's,
a wig.
And I don't know if it's much thinner than normally is or not.
I don't need Sam Jackson in a wig.
Also,
Sam Jackson doesn't need Sam Jackson in a wig.
A super cool thing that the internet pointed out, but I didn't bother to look into, so I didn't understand who they were talking about until just now. That's the hair. So it's not yeah. it's not great at all, at least in there. But in the scene where she's like walking up with her crew, one of the members of the team she's with, I'm assuming, is who from Guardians of the Galaxy. The guy who's hunting down Peter Quill in the opening.
Well, that's
Star-Lord, man. Yeah. So that's cool. I saw that posted on Reddit. Like, someone was like, oh, it's the guy from Guardians. And I was like, yeah, Ronan. But I didn't think he was in the trailer. But Ronan's in it. It's like, now I see it.
Like, yeah, okay. That's cool. That's really cool. All right. And then the one that, like I said, everybody now cares about over Captain Marvel, Avengers 4.
Meep.
Got a trailer and it got an actual title now, Avengers Endgame.
Oh.
Yeah.
Called it. Called it.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because we talked about that Instagram post that went up where it was the name of it was spelled out in like the equipment of the set.
Oh, I never saw that.
Endgame. We talked about it on this show.
I don't remember that happening. I'm not saying it didn't.
I support
I'm
you either
I
way.
I don't remember that. Fair enough. Either way, yeah, it's gonna be Endgame. We didn't get, and one thing I do really like about this trailer, because I was also in the camp of like just keep us, you know, media blackout until the movie comes out. Like give us a teaser that gives us the title, just like A4 Endgame or you know something like that, and then a release date, and that's all I needed. But we got a trailer, and fortunately, we did not see Captain Marvel in this trailer. I mean, yes. We know she's coming, but we didn't see her in the trailer, which, fantastic. We didn't see a single character that got dusted.
Yeah.
Which, fantastic.
I'm going to put an asterisk by that.
Who do you think we...
Wasn't dusted, but we saw a character we should not have seen.
Well, no, we did. I guess, light spoiler for Ant-Man and the Wasp, we saw...
Post-credit scene for Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Yeah, post-credit scene, Ant-Man and the Wasp, we saw... Ant-Man show up. We saw Scott Lang show up at a door, which I'm not going to talk too much about it because it is a spoiler for Ant-Man and the Wasp, but it hasn't been out that long. But
it's that thing where like someone in the group chat was like, well, yeah, but you know, they can't really, if no one's seen everything. Well, no, yeah, that's the point of these movies. Like the whole point of Avengers Infinity War and this one is it is a culmination of literally everything that they've done.
Right, this is the huge crossover.
So you need to have seen everything to really, really get it. They're assuming they want you to have seen everything.
Yeah, they want you to have seen everything.
Which I feel like you would.
For him to be there, it's not that far out of the realm of possibility because he's like gotten out of a similar situation before.
Right.
So it's the same thing. Even though I am super hyped to have seen him, and the name of the movie should now just be Ronan.
Oh,
we got
yeah.
to see that, but that's another one that it's like, boy, I would have really liked to have just
but,
seen
I mean,
it.
But in fairness to that one, we also knew that Ronan was going to be in this movie.
We knew it was either going to be this movie or Captain Marvel.
Yeah, that's
right. We didn't know which one.
But in like, this also goes back to the Spider-Man argument of Civil War.
Well, yeah, no, where I'm not like, saying it shouldn't have happened. I'm saying that's what I would have preferred.
Yeah, where it's just like, but we have a character that we literally haven't heard of in like 8 movies. Last time we've seen Hawkeye was in Civil War, right? So, like 5 or 6 movies, we have not seen this character at all. So, it's good to see that, like, all right, he's at least going to be here. We know we got this. Plus, I just kind of assumed he was alive because all the other
we knew he was either going to be in Captain Marvel or this film.
Yeah, because of the back, like the
there were the set photos.
Yeah, we got the set photos of him in the Ronin costume, like years like before Infinity War came out.
And depending on which version of Ronan they're using, that's either his like super early stages of his career, so could be in the 90s. which is where Captain Marvel is, or it's the something terrible has happened to him, so then he adopts this like super dark persona. Which could very much be post Infinity War.
Right.
So it's like, I don't know which one this is going.
He had a big family in 50%.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm betting all.
Yeah.
Because it's not just probably. Like, you know, you have this subset of group, so it's 50%. It's 50% of everything. So yeah. If 4 out of his 5 die, then that could just be the 50% of the universe. It just shook out real crappy for him.
Yeah.
Oh. Yep. I'm not happy that somebody's family died, but boy, am I.
Because I think it was supposed to do 50% of every species.
Yeah, 50% of every living thing.
It's all of all life.
Yeah, because right. That was said in that trailer.
Mm-hmm. Right, but it was. But basically, what I think Asa was saying is that, like, mathematically, it would have been possible for an entire species to have been wiped out and another species to be untouched. And I think that his goal was half of each species was wiped out.
Oh, maybe.
Where, like, it still doesn't matter.
I mean, like, family unit. It's not like you have a family of 10 people, you're so guaranteed to lose 5.
No,
that
absolutely.
Family could lose all 10 or nobody.
Yes. Yeah, I just wanted to clarify that a little bit because, yeah, basically, like, the Kree wouldn't 100% survive and the Skrull 100% die. It's 50% of the Skrull are dead.
Yeah,
50% right. Of
I knew. No, I'm
dead.
Going much. I'm going much smaller scale.
I know. I get it.
Yeah, I knew what Asa was saying. I was just saying. I was like, oh, he had a big family. There's no way all of them made it.
No. Yeah. Like, statistically, there's no chance.
Because if that's the case, he went really dark for no reason.
Maybe he's just angry.
He's really upset that 50% of the people died. None of his family, though. Like, I'd be grateful. I wouldn't wear darker clothing.
They canceled us. He just found out Firefly got canceled.
Are you talking about
he's finally getting caught up. Oh. It's like, wait, where's the second season?
Got it. That's why he turned to Ronan.
Yeah.
He's coming for you, Fox.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So anyway, I think that's really all the big news we got out of it. Yeah, Scott Lang showing up was a little bit of a bummer, given the post-credits scene for Ant-Man and the Wasp, which mm-hmm. everybody should watch that movie because it was really good.
But it was funny that he was in it.
It was. Yeah, I liked the scene a lot.
And that's part of why I didn't like it is because it's like, yeah, that's it's a funny moment to like end the trailer on. But just for me, I would rather have just nothing. I'm sure there's another funny moment that doesn't reveal a character's back.
Right.
That you could have tagged on there.
And then we got a couple of other like little
which granted
hints
they did show because he and Hawkeye weren't in Avengers Infinity War at all.
Yeah, no,
so like
the,
if it's their way of showing no look, they're actually in this one,
they're alive, they're here. Yeah,
yep,
I kind of get that. But
yeah, also fair. So yeah, I'm excited about this movie. I've been excited about this movie, and it got moved up to April 26th from May 3rd.
Bless.
I'm assuming it's our Lord and Savior Robert Downey Jr.
Also, that actually
I'm fine with that.
Turns out fantastic Reddit theory, it's the most powerful being in the universe, Ryan Reynolds. Avengers, the first Avengers movie was moved up so it wouldn't compete with Deadpool. Infinity War was moved up so it wouldn't compete with Deadpool 2. 4, Endgame, is being moved
Pikachu?
Up to avoid Detective Pikachu.
Jesus.
Bless Ryan Reynolds so much more than I already worship him.
Also,
I mean, like him.
Just that that opening with Stark talking to his helmet.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That was real good.
That's pretty touching.
It's
also,
like watching that in my rolly chair at work, and I was like, oh.
Can't handle.
I was like, I shouldn't be watching this right now. I should have waited till my lunch break.
Skateboard.
Yeah. So, yeah. Those two trailers were awesome, though, and I'm really, really excited about that now season of Marvel coming mm-hmm. up in early 2019. So we got a trailer that I'm not even a little bit excited about. And again, or I should say again, I should point out, I'm not the target audience for this, and I realize that. None of us here at this table are. But Disney gave us a trailer for their live-action Disney Channel original film, Kim Possible, which is based on a television show that
hasn't been on air in a while.
A real long time.
We were the target audience.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I think everyone at this table probably watched that show.
I did.
Yes.
I loved it.
Yeah,
I liked it a whole lot. So yeah, we
my crush on her grew even more when I found out it was the voice of the older sister from Even Stevens,
Christy Carlson Romano.
Yes,
yeah.
And Ren Stevens was the
Ren,
name of the character. Yeah,
yep. I was blanking
because that was also a really big like mm-hmm. young child crush of mine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and she's the voice of Kim Possible.
Yeah. And Eric from Boy Meets World.
Yeah. So yeah, we got to see a little bit of this live action stuff, and it's not good.
I didn't watch it.
It's real bad.
I do not care even a little
so
bit.
So is it a Disney is it a Disney Channel original movie? Like yes. It's only going to be on Disney Channel? Oh, yes.
And I knew it was going to be low budget and everything else, but like I was still like, man, I friggin' loved Kim Possible back mm-hmm. in the day. Like, if this is cool, I might actually check it out. And I saw the trailer, I was like, nah.
Oh, this isn't one of those things where it's like, hey, we're bringing this back, but we're doing it for the audience of the people who actually grew up with it.
Do they plan on bringing the show back?
Now we're only doing it. We're strictly just doing it for like who's watching now, which is fine. Like, I don't mind that. It's bummed to hear that it's not good, but at the same time, like, if you watched a trailer for 90% of things that was for that audience,
I
don't think your takeaway would be much different.
Disney goofed a little bit in that their entire no one in their target audience for this film has heard of Kim Possible before this movie.
That's why they can just bring it back.
Yeah. I mean, I guess it could look cool, though. It's like an action kid movie, so... But it won't hit home like the rest of us. They should have just made me Kim Possible, let's be real. Then it'd be good.
The original voice cast for Kim Possible was fire.
Yeah.
Chris,
it really was.
Yeah. Chrissy Carlson, Ramar, Will Friedle, Taj Mahari, John DiMaggio, Nicole Sullivan, Jean Smart. Gary Cole was Kim Possible's dad. Like, I didn't even realize that. Kristen Storm's in it. It's like, Jesus, this...
That's why the show is even better.
Yeah.
That show was awesome. Mm-hmm. I loved that show as a kid.
I was getting curious about who was in it, and I was just saw the list, I was like, Jesus.
And I like that, I say I like, in the whole trailer, Ron Stoppable did not get a single line. They showed him a few times. He looks extra goofy. Mm-hmm. He did not get a single line, and also there was no sign of Rufus.
Nope.
So that was a...
Was Wade even in it? Her computer friend?
I don't remember. I didn't see it.
If you're going to do a live action, I'm fine with not seeing Rufus.
But he's main part of the show.
Yes, he's adorable in a cartoon.
He's not adorable.
In a cartoon.
He's still not adorable.
You watch your tongue. No. He was adorable.
No. Pull up a picture of a naked mole rat, because that's a real animal.
I'm on it.
Pull up an actual picture.
I don't care. I don't think the cartoon one's good looking, so I know the real thing's going
to
be ugly.
So it's fine to just, like, we can...
Yeah, I thought Rufus was adorable.
Oh, my God. I typed in Google naked mole rat. The third one is naked mole rat cancer.
That's because they're thinking that the naked mole rat, you could use genes from the naked mole rat to cure cancer because naked mole rats are immune to cancer.
If this is what's saving me, I just want death.
Yeah, no, I know what a naked mole rat is.
Yeah.
They are extremely unattractive animals. Rufus was adorable in that show. But, yeah, no, we don't need, unless they're going to do some weird CG nonsense, which I would not put past Disney for an original movie, then we don't need Rufus in the show.
That is adorable, Mandy. Don't say
especially compared.
Yeah, like what it's supposed to look
to
like.
To a real one, but it's still not.
I think this one's pretty cute.
It confuses. All right, somebody hit us up on Facebook and tell us that Mandy's wrong. We need more support here.
That's fine.
All right, so moving past Kim... looks like it got a title, Men in Black 4 International.
Is it Men in Black 4 or is it just International?
I saw Men in Black 4 International.
Okay. Which, I'm sorry, but your whole shtick is about, like, exploring the galaxy, but, like, creatures from all over the universe. And to make the tagline, or the title of your movie International, just seems lame. Like, who cares that it's going overseas? There's stuff from, like, Jupiter. And planets we've never seen before. We're all just in a giant marble. Spoiler alert. For
from
another species.
1998.
Yeah. So.
Or whenever that movie was released.
The cat, though, like Tessa Thompson and Chris Hemsworth together were, even though I didn't, again, I was in the wrong about Thor Ragnarok. Like, I didn't think it was that great. I liked them together.
Yeah, no, and like, that's the only still that I've seen so far is them together in like
that's
their
the only
suits
one that's
and
been,
everything.
That's the only one that's been released. Okay.
Which, yeah, no, I'm pumped for this movie. I love the Men in Black movies. Mm-hmm. Minus, I wasn't a huge fan of, I think it was 3 was where he went back in time, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was not a huge fan of that one. But I
1
liked,
and 2.
That said,
1
though,
and 2 were great.
Josh Brolin doing Tommy Lee Jones, impeccable.
No, yeah, like that, I'm not saying the cast either. I just did not like the story and how it, like.
It's been, I need to go back and rewatch them. Because I want to see 2 and 3 again. Because it's been a very long time since I've seen either of those. Yeah. But now, no, I'm excited for this one. I'm excited to see this one. I just think the International is kind of a dumb, a goofy term. A dumb twist to put yeah. on.
Yeah, no, like, I understand that they probably do have, because MIB is supposed to be a U.S. federal association. So I guess.
See, I thought it was over. I thought it was a worldwide thing. Like, I know it was part of the U.S. government, but I thought they, like, maybe they, and maybe that's what this is. This is like the golden circle
yep.
of Men in Black, where mm-hmm. it's like, oh, no, yeah, but there are equivalent offices.
And we'll get to see the European version with Tessa yeah. Thompson and Chris Hemsworth,
which he's not European.
No.
What if he just puts on a British accent and he can do that amazingly too?
Chris Hemsworth?
Yeah. Because he can. He's Australian.
Yeah, I was about to say he's Australian at least. So mm-hmm. yeah, he could. Yeah, he could probably do it.
He can, I mean, do anything.
Yes,
he can. Oh, if he uses his Thor accent, that's close
Each
enough.
One of his abs probably has a fantastic accent and a different one. Middle right has French, just locked down. Bottom left has a killer Italian.
Sounds about right. And his pecs can do a Bronx accent? I don't know.
Jesus Christ.
So anyway. Yeah, we got to see some stills from that. That's kind of neat. Netflix has ordered a new Ghost in the Shell anime movie to be released in 2020.
So when you say it's actually going to be anime. It's yes. not another live action. Okay.
Yeah, there's going to be Ghost in the Shell standalone complex, and it will be animated. And yeah, coming in 2020.
Not so standalone then, if it's another movie.
Oh, you. MTV and Ice Cube are reviving Celebrity Deathmatch.
I'm okay with this.
So, okay, here's the thing.
Oh, all day.
It's like, I feel like it's you guys and Kingdom Hearts 3. I have seen this headline. I have seen this headline 3 times a year for the last 60 years.
Well, this is the first time I've ever seen this headline.
I mean, I see it once every couple
years. They're bringing back Celebrity Deathmatch is coming back, is the headline that I always see. Not that specific with Ice Cube and MTV. You. I see it all the time, it feels like. And maybe it's just because it's people, like, posting six-month-old headlines on their Facebook, because that happens a lot. But I feel like I'm always seeing that it's coming back. So until it's actually, like, on Netflix, I'm yeah, okay, sure. Sure you are.
Fair enough.
Especially now, because, like, Celebrity Deathmatch very much feels like a show of the times.
Oh, it definitely was.
Like, no one's bringing back Married with Children. Like, we're not getting another one of those. So,
but you know,
I'm going to be interested to see how this works out.
But you know what we are getting back? Celebrity Deathmatch. And boy, am I happy.
We'll see.
Yeah, so for those of you that haven't heard of this was an old MTV show that was just claymation pop culture icons duking it out in the ring.
Yep.
And it was extremely violent.
Garth Brooks was a mother effer.
I still, for whatever reason, the one that always sticks out in my head is the Loch Ness Monster versus Bigfoot.
You know the one that always gets me, like, the one that I'll always remember the most? Backstreet Boys versus NSYNC. Because they then formed together to make, like, Megazords.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, that it was so good. Funny. Stone Cold messed people up a lot.
Yeah, because he was, like, he wasn't the commissioner.
He was on multiple shows.
Yeah.
He was, like, some kind of manager or something
yeah.
like that.
Yeah, he was, like, the enforcer sometimes. I love the referee.
Yeah, Mills Lane.
Because
that was a real guy.
Yeah. I just forgot his name. I will still do. I'll allow it.
All out, yeah. And like it, I
that became a permanent part of my lexicon.
Yeah, it's one of those things that like I'll watch it every like 5 or 6 months. I'll go on YouTube and start finding clips of it, mm-hmm. And I'm just like, that show was perfect. Like the animation was great. Like it looked like good claymation. The commentary, like the comedy, was so great. Yeah.
And that was back when claymation was huge.
Yeah.
Everybody was doing claymation. There was a claymation video game.
The difference was...
Oh, the game was booty.
Oh, no, I'm not talking about Deathmatch.
I've never played but Clay Fighters.
Fighters. Yeah, there were several. Yeah, there was Clay Fighters on the Super Nintendo and N64 that was really fun. There's a game on the PC called The Neverhood that was really fun.
My mom got so mad at me one of my birthday parties because there was a Celebrity Deathmatch marathon on during my birthday party. Mm-hmm. So, like, I didn't play with any of my friends. I didn't talk to any of my family because I was in the back room watching Celebrity Deathmatch. I was probably, like, 9, and I probably shouldn't have been watching that. And my it was the 90s. Like, my parents weren't perfect, but, like... Oh, that show was so amazing.
Also, just part of the reason that it's hard for me to believe this is coming back is the commentary.
Yeah.
Like, some of the stuff they said was horrible. Rough.
I mean, like, that's true of pretty much anything that came out of, like, especially MTV and, like, other mm-hmm. edgy networks back in the 90s.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of that stuff came out. It's like, oh, that's not okay. looking back on it anyway. Mm-hmm. Back in the time, it was, yeah, whatever.
Right.
But, yeah, now...
Because really the only survivor of that era is South Park.
Yeah.
And I think now probably, it's just everyone's just like, eh, it's South Park. I
mean, they get the pass.
Mm-hmm. They've been doing it forever.
Because, I mean, the Simpsons could be thrown in on that.
They Simpsons didn't go as hard.
Minus that one video clip I sent to the group chat. Of Martin and the single twig.
Yeah, I mean, like, the Simpsons.
But that was just
moments,
clever
though.
Writing at that point.
Mm-hmm. But either way, yeah, no, like, there's not much from that, like.
So, who, I know we have other stuff to talk about, but who is the matchup you want to see?
Oh, I have no idea.
Oh, God.
Justin Bieber versus Marilyn Manson. All day long.
God.
Because Marilyn Manson was also, like, one of the God characters in that show. I remember that show way too much.
I haven't watched it since the 90s.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever gone back and I've seen clips of it here and there, but never like actively sought anything out.
I've seen GIFs.
I will occasionally. I'll see something every once in a while because usually there's something attached to. Hey, they're bringing it back. Here's what's coming back.
Dwayne Johnson's versus The Rock. Like
they do those
the time traveling ones. So I want that one. That would be funny because like. Dwayne Johnson now is just so much bigger.
I was about to say significantly larger than The Rock.
If it was more timely, that would be kind of Dwayne Johnson versus Tyrese.
Oh yeah.
But they will use Dwayne Johnson, but he will at some point use Kevin Hart as a weapon.
Yeah.
Either he's fighting Kevin Hart. Hart's his hype man.
Yeah.
I imagine that if The Rock is on there, Kevin Hart's going to be his hype man. That's just going to happen.
Great. Now in the middle of this episode, I'm going to be throwing out. Matchups because I'm gonna be like thinking now like what would be really funny.
Anyway, we'll go ahead and move past it for now though. Sony has released a trailer for Brightburn coming out Memorial Day of 2019. This is the new superhero horror film being produced by James Gunn and written by his brother Brian. Did you guys watch that trailer that I sent out?
No, I don't even know what it has.
I didn't see it until I was already here.
I saw it. I got you.
It's Elizabeth. Yeah, that's a surprise. Elizabeth Smart, isn't it? Is that who's in the
Elizabeth
thumbnail?
Banks.
Banks, dang it.
Yes.
I always do that.
That's fine. So, yeah, I watched this trailer, and basically it's a really, really dark take on Superman.
Mm-hmm.
They even have, like, the same kind of premise. You have Elizabeth Banks and husband are small-town rural folks that are desperately trying to have a baby. A rocket crashes in the backyard, and there's a baby in it.
Boom. Imagine that. Yeah,
yep. Just straight up Superman origin story.
Mm-hmm.
But when he gets to be about 13, it appears that he's become a sociopath.
With superpowers. Ooh.
With superpowers. And looks like he's going to kill a bunch of people.
Mm-hmm.
Neat.
In really creepy ways.
He like bursts into a restaurant,
mm-hmm.
like knocks down this door, and you just see him like, in an instant appear, like, because he's so fast in front of this lady, to murder her, would be my guess.
Yeah, a bunch of people, including Elizabeth Banks, are terrified of him.
Mm-hmm.
It looks really interesting, and I'm kind of pumped to see it. Memorial Day next year.
Hmm.
Dalton won't see it.
No, I won't. Henry Cavill versus Robert Downey Jr. as the superheroes.
Good God.
But as the actors, like, they're pretending like they're those superheroes.
I mean, I imagine we're going to get several, like, Marvel versus DC
That's
ones.
The thing about Celebrity Deathmatch, though, is they would actively give them, like, Robert Downey Jr., after getting punched in the face by Chris Evans, like, 3 times, would eventually, like, go back to his corner and pull out an actual repulsor glove.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, someone's getting decapitated with the shield.
That was one. Because I was like, I'm not going to watch this movie, so my brain just started going. And I was like, I want Henry Cavill versus Robert Downey Jr. That'd be funny.
Would be interesting. All right. So, yeah, look up that trailer. Because that looks
super interesting.
David Yaroveski is going to direct the film. So James Gunn looks like he's just the money behind this.
Mm-hmm.
So his name is attached to it, but he's not really.
He's still got some of that Sony money or that some of that Disney money to throw around.
Yeah. Yeah, from 2 Guardians movies that both did extremely well, James Gunn will be fine for a while.
Oh, yeah.
He still has a dump truck or 3.
And now DC's throwing money. Now DC's going to be throwing money at him.
Now he's going to get some more dump trucks.
Right.
He's got the trifecta going. Disney, Warner Brothers, and Sony.
They're all after him. not after him anymore, anyway. Disney's certainly not.
Well, they were after him.
They were. Yeah. They, no, Disney had him, mm-hmm. and they let him go, and they're gonna be really upset about it at some point.
Yes,
but I'm sure that if they back, they have enough dump trucks worth of cash to give him.
When the Metacritic scores for Guardians 3 come out, and it's critically rated at like 85%, fan score 2.
That's gonna happen.
Yeah, probably. All right, so the sex portion of our podcast brought to you by our wonderful friends at Villainous Grounds in Perryville, Missouri. Stop there for all of your comic book needs. So I want to see this, save somebody else the clickbait on this, because the article I saw was Frank Miller getting involved with Tom King's Batman, which is technically true.
Mm-hmm.
Frank Miller is doing a variant cover for Batman number 62. That's his only involvement as of right now.
And you keep him far, far away from that run.
I mean, that said, I kind of want the variant, though.
The variant?
Oh,
yeah.
The variant? I'll need to see. Oh, no.
It's up there. Tom King tweeted it out.
I assumed they hadn't shown. I assumed that was just like they were doing the announcement. Granted, I am about 6 issues behind on Batman at this point, so I don't know how close 62 is anymore.
I'm like 4 or 5 issues. I think we're at like 61 or 62. Something like that. No, wait. We can't be a 62.
I was going to say that's the
variant.
Frank Miller one.
I was what?
I think we're at like 60 or 61 because I want to say that's the one I just bought was 61.
Dear Lord. Okay. Anyway. Maybe. I'm going to see what this looks like.
But yeah, no, either way, it doesn't look bad, but a lot of Frank Miller stuff lately has looked not so great.
Mm-hmm.
So at least like with the coloring that they've done with it has looked not so great. So I want him far away from the internals.
No, oh, that's a thing. Never mind.
Let me see it.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's not.
Significantly less hyped.
That's not what it was.
Really?
Is that Tom King's tweet?
This is from dccomicnews.com.
No, go to Tom King.
We have the artwork. Check it out below. Okay, let me see.
Just go straight to the source.
How long? Because that dude tweets a lot.
That's fair.
How long ago did he tweet this?
Just Google Tom King Frank Miller. It'll be like the first thing that pops up.
All right.
So yeah, no. It doesn't look bad. Like it's nothing groundbreaking.
Does he usually
or super
do
special.
Bad covers?
No, Frank Miller did like basically Dalton's favorite Batman story of all time.
Mm.
He because
it's the correct choice.
He did the writing and the art for it, and that was back in the 90s, early 2000s, right?
Dark Knight Returns? Late 80s.
Oh, yeah. No, you're right.
Yeah, because Strikes Again was 2000s, because it were early 2000s, because the reason it got
delayed.
It's not
that one, right?
Nope.
Okay, good.
It got delayed because of 9/11. And then Strikes Again was kind of, Strikes Again is okay if you don't put it in that universe. Master Race was a letdown, in my opinion, in a lot of people's opinion. Yeah, no, I love the original. The original one is like legit the best Batman story ever written, in my opinion. And in fact, they also did.
It's not bad.
I'll never read it, so it's fine.
I'm holding restraint right now. So much restraint.
He said it wasn't bad.
Yeah.
You agree. Do you think it's bad?
Shut up, Asa. They did a really, really good animated that's like 3 hours long. I can loan it to you. It's amazing.
Yeah. No, that was one of those things. Like, I didn't actually read that story until the early 2010s.
Same.
Like, I knew about it, but I didn't know.
Tweet so much.
A lot about it. So
yeah, no, it's one of those that, like, I think I go a couple times. Like, I read it a couple times a year. Now that we're talking about it, I'm probably going to pull it out of like my bookshelf and like be like, oh, well, this is my next week of life.
So he did tweet, coming up in Batman, art by Frank Miller, and that's what he posted.
Surely not.
So, I mean,
Jesse,
that's not what I saw anyway, when I was looking earlier.
Maybe you weren't looking right.
All right, you know what?
Batman, okay, so Batman 60 did just come out. That was the one we just bought.
Okay.
So that is... Yeah, check out the Frank Miller Inc. variant to Tom King's at Clayton Cowles and a bunch of tags, and it's Batman number 62. It is that image.
Maybe he made 2.
He had some other Frank Miller artwork up, but that one, the other one that I showed you was from 50, which he said.
Yeah, okay. I don't know why, but I thought I remembered there being a lot more red on this, but no, yeah, I guess that's it.
The article that I had initially showed you was the header of it was like blood stains everywhere, but that wasn't the actual image, that was just the header of it.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't look bad, especially if you compare it to like some of the Wonder Woman stuff he did in Dark Knight 3, because that was awful. Like most of his covers from Dark Knight 3 were bad.
Yeah, they weren't. Believe it or not, the book wasn't great either.
Yeah, no, I heard the book was awful.
Yeah, it kind of broke my heart a little bit.
Look into it. Yeah, no, I mean, I'll have to look this up like afterward, and I can actually.
Is that
show
the
you
one
guys.
You saw?
No, that's okay. One of his terrible Dark Knight 3 covers, though.
Okay.
Paid a lot of money on those Dark Knight 3 covers.
No, I mean, like, I'm looking at it. That's that is, I'm pretty sure now, the one that I did see earlier. Mm-hmm. I just, for some reason, remember there being a lot more red in it. Mm-hmm.
The issue with Frank Miller is anytime a new art thing comes out, he has to try to get in on it. That's, like, that was Strikes Again's issue. It's like, oh, we have this digital art stuff that we can do now. Like, oh, it's so revolutionary. And he was like, let's do that. And then he just decided to make it all look like garbage.
I don't know. Like, either way, I don't want him anywhere near the internals because, like, I keep forgetting who does the art for Tom King's Batman, but he has been knocking it out of the park. Like, that looks fantastic.
I don't know who's been doing it recently, but...
Yeah, Tom King's entire run has looked good. Mm-hmm. So whoever... I cannot remember who's doing the internals.
Gotham and Gotham Girl looks so cool.
Yeah.
I'm kind of bummed that arc ended. Like, it was a really, really great arc, but I'm kind of bummed it ended how it did because I would have loved to see a... return to those characters.
We can still see a return to Gotham Girl, but that's about it. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so yeah, that's all we got for comic books for now. So, next portion of our podcast is brought to you by our friends Josh and Alan of Press Start to Join. You can find all of their content, including their social media links, at ps2jshow.com. And check out the last Wednesday of every month. They do a History of Gaming episode. Their most recent one was for Super Smash Brothers.
Smash!
That was a really good episode.
If we can get the technology worked out, I'm more than happy to make them history in gaming.
Jesus.
He's had this holstered for a minute.
I really haven't. Listen,
he's going to walk away tonight just like, yes.
Pichu can show up. Like, come through.
So anyway, more on Smash later, guys. Black Ops 4.
I'd call out the one who's been talking trash on Twitter, but I don't know the difference between the two.
Oh,
it's Jalen.
I don't know why that's breaking Dalton.
Both
so
of them
hard.
Can get these hands. One of them's an innocent bystander. No mercy.
That's,
that's collateral damage.
It's
Alan's the one that's one.
Guilty by association.
I mean, Josh is also a sweetheart. I also want to throw that out there. But
for anyone curious, this is all a bit. It's all fun.
They're from Canada. They're nice.
We need video.
This is part of our upcoming Smash Brothers events for Podzilla 1985. More on that whenever it happens.
Soon, because Shannon and I really want to play as our characters.
Right. So anyway, Black Ops 4. If you've been wanting to get in on Black Ops 4 Blackout, or you know the multiplayer, but you don't really care about zombies, you can do so for $30 now. So for half the price of the game, you can play Blackout, or you can play multiplayer. But I can't play zombies.
Was this ever mentioned? Like this was going to happen?
No.
Yeah, this is just something Activision.
This
put
is new
out
this
there.
Week.
Dicks.
They're like, we think we can make extra money.
I mean, like, it's a cool idea, and it honestly, is. I would you be, know. I would be way more upset about it if, like, I don't know. This is weird because, like, I want to play the zombies mode. I really do because I think it looks super cool. I know you don't like it as much as everything else, but
it's not that I don't like it. It's that I don't really. I don't know. If I'm going to play Call of Duty, I would rather just
do
play
multiplayer,
the multiplayer.
Which is fair. Like, I get that. But it's like, at a certain point, like, I'm super interested in that mode, and I have been for a while. I just don't have anyone to play with.
Yeah, we tried it that one day.
And I had fun with it. I wish we could have had a full four people, so we didn't just have that one random dude running around. Which, granted, he did better than any of us.
I was about to say, running around like he knew what he was doing.
But it's that thing where now, playing Call of Duty, I feel de-incentivized. To play zombies, because in Blackout, if you earn merits, you're gaining tiers.
Mm-hmm.
Not even if you earn merits. If you are just playing in Blackout, you get progress in the tiers. If you're playing multiplayer, you are earning progress in the tiers. You get nothing for zombies.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, all right, well, why would I play zombies? Because if I'm not going to earn anything from
your
broken, busted reward system.
I mean, people still really like just, you know, the zombie mode. So
it's more
like
of a chill
that,
shooter.
But yeah,
is a cool thing. Like, I probably even still, like, if we hadn't bought it yet, we waited to pick it up. Like, I would probably still go for the $60 just in case, like, someone will play zombies with me.
I've played zombies once or twice, but I don't know, it was different than the zombies I played on the, like, Black Ops 2, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
but it seemed okay. I think I just have to get used to it.
It is definitely way different from previous iterations.
Because now they're like full-on story-driven. Mm-hmm. Were they like that in the
older ones? No, because the last one I played, you were just, every time you start out in like a building.
It was just
like
a horde mansion. Survival.
Yeah, and you'd have to like build a wall to like keep, or the hole in the wall, you'd build mm-hmm. it up and then shoot zombies and you'd move on. And it was the same thing. This one had like, you were in an arena and fought a bunch of them as long as you could. And then there's one where you're like on a boat.
You're on the Titanic.
Yeah. So, which was cool. It was just different getting into.
But now there's like objectives you have to find and mm-hmm. do.
And you have to kill like boss zombies and this other stuff that you summon. I don't know. It confuses me. I'll just play the multiplayer. It's fine. I don't know. I'm just not really all that interested in zombies. Mm-hmm. Same thing with like Blackout. I don't really care about Blackout. I buy these games for the multiplayer.
Yeah.
Which we haven't played in a long time. We need to do that again soon.
Agreed. Holy. It's Smash though.
There's so many games.
And that's the thing.
Right,
it's like, okay, so Smash is out. Red Dead Online is out.
That doesn't
I know
matter.
Shannon's been playing that, and I do want to play with Shannon. Because
he has 76. I'm it's Josh and Alan.
And Dalton.
No, we have games that work. We have games that aren't going to steal. We have games that aren't going to steal your identity.
I didn't throw a support ticket in. I'm safe.
All right. So we got a new Anthem trailer.
We got so many new trailers.
We got so many. The Video Game Awards happened.
Game Awards, Kind of Funny Game Showcase.
Yeah.
Dear Lord.
So we got a lot of new trailers. But yeah, the Anthem trailer is the one that I'm really excited about, so that's the one I put on the list.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm really, really hyped about this game.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm really, really excited for us to get into it and play.
It was really cool to see the actual, like, story aspect of it.
Mm-hmm.
Is it Ultimate Alliance 3?
Do what?
What game are you talking about? Oh, I thought that was, like, Nope.
Destiny with Iron Man suits.
So I was like, did I just completely miss Ultimate? Never mind.
Nope.
Right. Hey.
Yeah, it's a new game from BioWare. It looks like it's going to be Destiny, but good.
This is the team that made Mass Effect. Like, all of the good people from Mass Effect have been working on this.
Okay.
And then other people, the interns, made Andromeda.
Yeah, that's pretty much
so
right.
So it's online and stuff? Like, yeah. Yep.
It's going to have online multiplayer. Basically,
I miss
the idea.
Destiny.
Yeah. No, yeah, Destiny was a lot of fun. This looks like it's going to be so much fun because it's still kind of like the 3D dungeon crawler situation. Like, I think it's third-person shooter, though, as opposed to first-person.
Like Diablo, then?
But
no,
not top-down?
Like,
oh, okay.
Yeah, like, not top-down, like over
third-person
the shoulder.
Third-person Borderlands?
Yeah.
Or Destiny, really.
Yeah, yeah. You make your character, you pilot what are called javelins, and there's a few different of those, and you can actually have, like, several different of the javelin types. And you can go out there and, you know, you do stuff. They all have their own abilities.
The ranger is kind of the warrior, the like all-around character. The Colossus is the giant beefy tank one.
Is this on everything?
Yes.
Yep. Okay. So we'll probably be getting it on Xbox, I assume.
Probably the best.
And yeah, like you can actually fly around and stuff like that. Like it looks
like
really, really fun.
In like the levels, like not just... Like, if there's fighting going on, you can fly and do what you think?
Yeah, it looks like you can just fly around, yeah.
Because
like
I know in Destiny when there was fighting, you couldn't... Well, I guess you could. I don't even know what I'm talking about anymore.
Yeah, because, Destiny, you could ride the sparrows.
Yeah.
But yeah, you need to watch more trailers on this, because this game looks super fun.
I didn't see one. Did you put one in the chat?
I don't know. No, I don't think
you
I did.
Mm-hmm.
This is the newest trailer, though.
Leave me alone. I've already butchered enough now.
Well, and this one was more of a story one.
Yeah.
Like, there wasn't a whole lot of, like, well, I don't think we've seen hardly any gameplay.
We got to see, like, the 15 minutes of gameplay they did at, like,
I mean, I just
E3
meant, like, in trailers.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, all of the trailers have pretty much just been, like, proof of concept and story now.
Yep. Showing that there will be, like, an actual fleshed-out story in this game in addition to the multiplayer content.
Although, if you can find... if you can find the trailer, like people who have played the game, they're glowing about how good it feels and how you basically are Iron Man.
Is there a date?
Yeah, there's a release date. Hold on.
I think it's in April? February.
Yeah, about to say, I think it's sooner than that.
I think it's February 22nd because that's when all games come out next year.
All right, waiting on internet here. Googled Anthem release date. February 22nd. You were right.
Good job, Asa.
Also the release date for Metro Exodus. And 4 days before Days Gone.
Well, alrighty then.
Yeah, no, Anthem looks just sick. And yeah, the story looks amazing. Like, the gameplay looks amazing. I'm so excited about this game. We's gonna fly around as robots. And it's gonna be cool. Or fly around in robots, I guess.
It's pretty close to Kingdom Hearts. I'm pretty sure I won't be.
Yeah, I might have to wait.
Yeah,
because my life for a while.
I mean, that's fine. You'll beat it in 15 hours, and then we can
start it back over. And I'm going to play it again.
And by the way, it's going to take way more than 15 hours. I wish I could beat one of those games in 15 hours.
Right.
And just get good and then play a good game.
What would your actual reaction be if you've waited 26 years for Kingdom Hearts 3 to come out and you finish it in 15 hours?
Manny and I'd be making a special trip to an office and
end up on the news.
Yeah.
So anyway, moving back here, Anthem. Anthem looks great. I'm really excited about Anthem. Also from BioWare, they did officially announce Dragon Age 4, but we don't have much other than, like, it's happening, and it's going to be a long way off. Guesstimates are around, like, it's at least 2 to 3 years out.
This is one of my, like, crazy conspiracy hats of, I bet this is going to be one of the simultaneous, it's going to be on this generation and next generation.
Probably.
Yeah.
It would not surprise me in the slightest. Speaking of Borderlands, we mentioned that earlier. We did get a couple of leaks from Borderlands for Borderlands 3. Gearbox has talked about they've got an announcement incoming about another game, but they have been kind of like tight-lipped about what it's going to be. But we got a potential leak anyway. I say this is not confirmed, of the four classes that are going to be in the game. Looks like it's going to be Soldier, Siren, Beastmaster, and Assassin. And we got pictures for three of the four characters. The soldier this time around, it looks like a combination between the classic soldier in Borderlands and, like, Gage. Except you're going to be, like, actually piloting mechs.
Can you open... Is this what it looked like? Because every time I've tried...
Yes, that's
okay.
Yeah,
I
so it just
look
looks kind of broken.
Either.
Yes, because it's... Yeah, it looks
oh,
like
well,
it's a screenshot.
Yeah, same.
Oh, okay. You just scrolled
And, down. Yeah, it also has the Beastmaster, who looks really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Who looks like they're going to be able to have, like, upwards of four pets going at a time. And then it's also got a picture of the operative, which is the assassin character. He's going to have some cool gadgets and stuff. Anybody that knows me knows that Borderlands is one of my favorite franchises of all time. So I am super stoked about a third one.
I bought Borderlands 2 so many times.
Same.
Also.
Yeah.
This is like the one that's like 3 for 3 at the table. Mandy, you like Borderlands?
Yeah, I haven't played them much. But I liked it when I did play it.
So 75% of it says this is going to be awesome.
The other one's like, yeah, that's cool.
I'm happy you guys are happy.
No,
did you say Kingdom Hearts? What?
No, sweet baby. No. This game's going to happen.
It just sounds like we need to play through Borderlands 2 again, but with Mandy.
Oh, there's so many games.
I know there are so many games. But we got like a long
at a
time.
At a certain point, the network's just going to have to shut down. Because I don't have no time to play anything.
I got time for you.
We've got a long time before Borderlands 3 comes out. That's a large window for us to make Mandy play through Borderlands 2. And I've played through the game so many times at this point, like, it's not going to be hard to run through it.
Mm-hmm.
There's not going to be much random exploration trying to figure out where to go.
Right.
So anyway, yeah, that's happening. Mortal Kombat 11 got confirmed.
Yeah.
The way this got announced was so cool. Ed Boon comes out just as a presenter for the Game Awards for Best Sports or Racing Game. And so he, like, and the nominees are, it shows the graphic, all of a sudden Scorpion's spear shoots through the screen, breaks the graphic, and then it just goes into Scorpion and Raiden. I hope Shannon doesn't see it, because the entire time he would just be saying, not a fatality, not a fatality, because they are actively murdering each other in this trailer.
That's what I said throughout the cinematic.
Because, yeah, it's no gameplay. It's just it's kind of like the Scorpion versus Sub-Zero fight for the X announcement. It's super pretty. It's very gory. The ending of it's super cool. Raiden kills Scorpion. Scorpion walks up and just... murderizes him in just the coolest way. The music was a weird choice. It's like weird mumble rap.
You just kind of accept that as like the background noise to like what's happening on the screen, and it's okay.
It's my favorite comment from Reddit was like someone re-uploaded the trailer but with their SoundCloud link on top of it. Dubbed over it.
That sounds about right.
But we got into it's soon. It's so soon. April 23rd. And then the community announcements start in January.
Oh wow.
So if y'all got annoyed with me for my Injustice recaps every week, welcome back. Welcome home.
So this time it won't be near as long, because this is only 4 months before the game comes out. Whereas Injustice, we were getting updates for a long time.
Yeah, we were.
Yeah.
So anyway.
So close.
Also, another trailer that hit that I'm just super excited about. Marvel Ultimate Alliance 3 has been announced.
Right? I had to also censor myself on that one.
Team Ninja's working on it.
Who?
Yeah.
Now help me out. I don't know anything about Team Ninja. I just know Marvel Ultimate Alliance.
Ninja Gaiden. That's yeah. That's Team Ninja.
Oh. They've had some less great games too, but like yeah.
Yeah. Team Ninja also did Soul Calibur.
Virtua Fighter?
No, not Virtua Fighter.
Dead or Alive.
Yes.
Dead or Alive, Dear Lord.
Yeah, Dead or Alive, the
one with the boobies.
Yeah. Okay.
That does not narrow down at all,
yeah. Because you know Soul Calibur is Soul Calibur is pretty famous for the boob physics.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway.
Yeah, but
It's no Soul Bloody Calibur Roar.
Doesn't have a spin-off series where they just play beach volleyball.
That is correct. Dead or Alive Extreme Beach Volleyball.
It was so extreme.
So extreme. Extreme boobies.
Can we make that the tag for this show?
No.
Nerd up. Extreme boobies.
Because this is a PG-13 show.
But I thought you could.
Yeah, like
I mean, yeah, no,
you
I
can't show a nipple.
This is America. So any sort of sexuality, like we've already crossed.
Well, so
the
I just have to hold
exactly.
a gun.
This is it. We've said boobies. This is we're MA now.
What if the gun is covering one of the boobies?
No, gun with the boobies, we and then you're fine.
We can say boobies, but if I put extreme boobies in the title, that's going to lead to some false
just
impressions.
Just have the line.
We have
through
to stop
it.
Saying that word.
Just put a line
extreme
through it.
Extreme or boobies
doesn't work. Yes.
Use zeros instead of O's. They'll never know.
With the periods in between. So anyway,
Marvel Ultimate Alliance 3. I'm sorry.
Marvel Ultimate Alliance 3 is happening. X-Men are going to be in the game.
Spider-Man. Like, Spider-Man's it's not going to just be a, like, Avengers movie.
No.
Where we're getting everybody, it seems like.
I'm not a big fan of the art style. Or the, like, the way it looks. Because it doesn't look like the other games.
I think it's just because it's on the Switch.
Yeah.
And that's kind of, they're leaning into what that platform can do.
Yeah, but.
That said, like, it's super cartoony, and it's very, like, comic booky. So I dig it. Like, Green Goblin, like, as cool as it was to see Wolverine, like, cut the Sentinel's head off,
mm-hmm.
Green Goblin with the Time Stone, I think that's what it was, the green one, but him with one of the Infinity Stones was like, ooh, yeah.
This could be neat.
I'm into it.
This could be real neat.
Got a little flash of Kingpin's going,
It was one of those things that people were saying,
Sandman.
I'm upset that it's on the Switch, and that was just like, I'm not.
Right, because it will be a Switch exclusive.
Cody's the person who's upset that it's on
and
the Switch.
And Derek.
Oh, is he? Okay. Until today, I didn't see you put, happy you got a Switch now, Mandy, attached to that.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh.
I am now.
Yeah, you know, maybe a little bit.
Yeah, see, it just sounds really to me like Cody and Derek need to get a Switch.
Yes.
I saw Derek post something like, now I need to get one.
Oh, it looks so cool.
Yeah.
Update. Live wait. Update. Derek just bought a Switch. Like, right now, Sadie just came by and showed me, like, Derek just bought a Switch.
That's amazing.
So Derek can now play more Marvel Ultimate Alliance with us.
He's good.
Jesus Christ, that was perfect.
That was fantastic.
All right, now Cody's salty. Just Cody.
Cody needs to get it.
Cody right. needs a Switch and watch Ghostbusters.
So Obsidian has announced their game that they're working on. It's called The Outer Worlds. Looks like it's going to be a some kind of cross between like a Firefly and Fallout sort of game with some space exploration, like mm-hmm. a sci-fi RPG. Looks real, real good.
I'm into it.
Or sounds real, real good.
I'm
anyway.
So very into it.
Yeah.
This sounds so cool.
Yeah. And like it'll finally be a cool exclusive for Xbox. So, yeah, we don't have much more details on it than that.
The
like,
trailer was
kind of
funny.
Yeah.
So it's got some humor. It kind of it gave me a little bit of the Borderlands vibe.
And boy, I love Borderlands. Because,
you know, and I know it's a Firefly thing, so Trevor, please don't hate me, but like Wild West, but in space.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's, I always associate that with Borderlands.
Mm-hmm.
Even though that's not fair. Really the aesthetic it's going for, that's kind of the vibe that it puts out. Because it's just this lawless land run by a few corporations.
Yeah, no, like
a merciless expansion.
That's very much the vibe you get from Borderlands, mm-hmm. and I think that is a little bit what they were going for.
Right.
I mean, pre-sequel has the gunslinger character, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Which I somehow have not played the pre-sequel.
I still haven't either.
We have been saying that for years.
I know.
I think since we have been friends that we need to play through pre-sequel, and I'm like, I think I already have a character level 18, so we can kind of go through the first like hour pretty quick.
Yeah, we do need to play that real bad. We'll add that to the list of games that we're currently playing.
It'll never happen. Kingdom Hearts 3.
Yeah, well. So the game we are playing, like everybody at this table,
also
Mandy was...
real quick, because I saw you try to skip over it. Remaster of the first Crash Team Racing. So finally we get a good kart racer out.
I didn't try to skip over. I was waiting for you to.
Well, while you're in the corner,
I didn't know where we were going.
Playing.
Oh no,
alone.
I didn't have it typed down. I wasn't planning on talking about it.
It looks super cool. and it's amazing that we're getting it, but those games were very much overshadowed by the Mario Kart franchise because yes, it is a blatant ripoff, but it's done so well. It's done so well.
I always like Diddy Kong Racing more.
Diddy Kong Racing is a lot of fun.
Mostly because
of the
planes.
If we could get a Diddy Kong Racing game as well, I would be very happy.
That would be pretty sweet. So, Super Smash Bros. Ultimate hit Friday.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, boy, did it.
And I know what you're all wondering, and yes, Jesse does have every character unlocked.
And which, it took you hours and hours, didn't it?
So long.
How long did it take?
It did take hours and hours. I don't know. There's probably 25 or so hours put into my copy of the game.
It came out Friday, folks, and he did not buy it on Thursday.
No, he did not.
To be fair, part of that time was just sent idle because no one was on that TV.
I mean, that's a little bit true, but we had two different Smash parties this weekend, and I put a boatload of time into it myself. I had all the characters unlocked. Actually, I had them unlocked for an hour before I realized that the Mii Fighters were 70... our characters 72 through 74, and I was like, where are these other three characters? And then Mii Fighters, you have to actually make them for them to show up.
Blame.
Yeah, so it's whatever, I don't care that much.
Seeing some of the community creations though are pretty fantastic.
Yeah, no, they usually are, and I'm always like, I always love seeing Hank Hill coming back. Every time he's serving up some propane.
Jesus.
Dalton just got it.
No, I knew it the whole time.
He just got it.
I absolutely love this game. It is a little obnoxious because, yes, there are, including the Mii Fighters, 74 characters to this game. You start with 8.
Yeah.
The OG 8 characters from Smash 64. And you have to unlock characters 9 through 71.
God. And I think I'm at like 7.
That's less than what you start with. You had a character leave.
Yeah.
Mario was like, F it.
Because Link just legit died because Ganon is super all annoying. Of the terrible words I can't say on this show. So talk to me Thursday.
He's super annoying.
Which is unfortunate because Link is really good this time around. I mean, he was good in previous iterations, but he's real good in this one. I like
He was fun. I just... the whole hitting him in the tail and learning the game on my first trial run and not using a GameCube controller was not fun.
The Ganon boss fight is real annoying.
That's fair. That's very fair.
I don't remember what his name is, but the Kirby boss fight is super weird and creepy.
Max? Was
Maxie
that what it
or
was?
Something, yeah.
Yeah, that was really weird. I just beat that.
Like some weird clown animal thing that just flies around and does...
He like teleports and then... trees pop up from the ground or things fall on you. And
he's a nightmare.
It was weird.
Huh. Yeah, I can't speak to World of Light or Classic Mode. I have not tried them. I unlocked all my characters via multiplayer. I took advantage of the exploit going around for most of the characters. A lot of them we unlocked just by playing because, like I said, I had two separate Smash parties this weekend that each went for multiple hours. And that on each of those unlocked a ton of characters. But the exploit for those wondering if you want to do it yourself, every 10 minutes of gameplay in the multiplayer, you get challenged by a new fighter. What you can do after you get challenged, you finish that match, exit out to the home screen, close the software, or close Smash, go back into Smash, fight, you'll be challenged again, finish it, close out, and repeat. And you can basically do that to unlock the entire roster. You just have to remember to exit because there was one time where I forgot to exit. And
then you had to wait 10
minutes.
I had to play for 10 minutes.
You had to play to start the chain again.
You had to play the game that you paid $60 for.
I didn't pay $60 to unlock characters. I paid $60 to play the characters.
See, and that's where I wildly disagree because that is something that I miss in fighting games.
Is having
characters you have to unlock.
I mean, I ain't mad about unlocking them. I'm just saying I didn't buy them to unlock them.
Right.
I bought it to play Young Link and I don't have him.
I already do.
I'm sorry. Because
that's how I'm gonna go through and like because I'm unlocking characters because pretty much you go through Classic Mode, it's 5 fights I think, and then a bonus level and then a boss fight, and then once you finish the boss fight it goes into a new challenger approaches,
and I'm much fun with this bonus game rather than the trophy thing or the break the platform or platform and target ones.
I do kind of like
you just run through it and you're good.
My problem with it is it's the same for every character.
Yeah, that does get annoying.
I kind of miss that, like there were
different challenges.
Which, and I
like the break the things was all a different puzzle.
I can never complain about lack of content in this game because there are 74 characters. And 100-something stages. Mm-hmm. The soundtrack in it, like the amount of music you have accessible to you, mm-hmm. is mind-blowingly awesome.
Yes,
it's such a great package. But that said, it's like that's a little bit of a disappointment. So that's what I'm doing is I'm just going through classic mode. I'm going to try to beat classic mode with everybody, just so I can at least get a feel for every character. Yep. And the only character I've actively disliked so far is Yoshi,
which I almost got destroyed by a Yoshi today. So. My one complaint with it, I did play quite a bit of the online today.
Mm-hmm.
My one complaint with the game is how the online is set up. So
it's a little weird.
Yeah, basically you have, whenever you go online, you have two options. You can do, basically in Smash 4, if you remember, there was a For Glory mode and there was a For Fun mode.
Mm-hmm.
The For Glory mode was one-on-one, no items, final destination, and you know, you pick whatever characters you want. The For Fun mode was always four people, items on, random stage, you know, just smashing, having a good old time. And then in For Glory, you could also do two-on-two or one-on-one. I forgot about the two-on-two. In this one, there's quick play, and then there's arena play. And basically the way quick match is the one that's ranked that gives you that, like, I forget what it's like the global Smash ranking or something like that.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. And you can set in quick play preferred rules. So you can say, like,
no items this many.
I want to play no items. I want to play on battlefield style maps only. I want to do two stocks or three stocks. I want to do one on one. But the other options are there's full smash and there's, I forget what the other game mode is. Basically, there's one on one and then there's free for all. And, there's also, you could set it with items, you could set it for any map, you can set it for Final Destination or Battlefield, but the preferred rules doesn't mean you're going to get that, because I did, I set my preferred rules to one-on-one, Battlefield stages, no items, and, whatever on the rest of the stuff. And, the first match I got put into was a free-for-all with items. And I was like, but... Now, hold on a second.
That was a huge thing on the Reddit, the top Reddit post for that, because they locked the subreddit on release day
mm-hmm.
for some reason. But that's one of the things I saw today is that's a huge issue with their matchmaking.
Yeah, it's kind of annoying. Like, it wasn't that big of a deal. Like, that didn't happen often.
Mm-hmm.
That was the only one where I got to put in a free-for-all. The rest of them, it did put me in one-on-ones.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the time, it put me on Battlefield. But I was playing on one where it was one of the maps they turned off the stage hazards, fortunately, but it was one of the more hazardous maps. And I was just sitting there playing, and then like a smash ball falls. And I was like, no, hold on a second. Fortunately, mm-hmm. I got it, and I instant KO'd the guy. Speaking mm-hmm. of which, DDD's final smash looks super cool. But I was like,
they made DDD so much faster.
Do what?
DDD so much faster.
Yeah, I know he's awesome.
Which granted, this is an this game is
so much faster. Fast. Yeah, the game is significantly faster than Smash 4. It's not quite like melee fast, but it's real fast.
Mm-hmm.
But either way, yeah, that's my only complaint really. But I played quite a bit of the online and I actually did enjoy it quite a bit.
Apparently, one of the fixes, if you go to the arena mode,
mm-hmm.
it's you're more likely to get into the game types you're looking for.
That's the arena mode.
But that doesn't count toward. But apparently, that won't count towards your
ranking.
Your ranking.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because the downside to arena mode is it's an 8-person arena mode. And if you go to one on one, then you have to actually watch the matches that you're not a part of. So that's a little bit of a bummer.
We played arena mode, but it was just with like Steven and a couple other friends.
Yeah.
But I thought we were doing 8-player Smash, but I guess you can't or something. Because we had like 6 people in there at one time, but only 4 were playing. And then we just swap out like whoever was out first went out and stuff. I don't know, it was fun, except there was some lag.
Yeah, I was about to say, doing an online game with 8 people that would probably be...
And we only had 4, and there was a couple matches I kept lagging. Like, at one point, I was about to get hit with, like, a full-on powered smash, and it lagged, and I just saw it in slow-mo of me dying. And I was like, I can't even get out of this. And I was like, poof, and I was like,
We tried to do the local wireless. here at the store, which you don't have to be connected to the internet for. It's just the Switches recognize each other.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it was unplayable.
Wow. With one-on-one was fine. Like, me and Calvin did one-on-one, no trouble.
Mm-hmm.
The four of us on four different Switches
could
not handle it. Dang. Even with all of us, like, feet away from each other.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that was kind of a bummer.
Still won that, though.
Do what?
Hopefully I still won that.
I thought we all just quit.
No. No, we quit that first one because it crashed. But we played the one.
Oh, that's right. Through. Yeah, we did. You're right. And he did win. So, yeah, no, I am enjoying the game quite a bit, though. But the online is leaving a little bit to be desired.
Mm-hmm.
Which, Nintendo.
Yeah. I really wish they had done dedicated servers for this. Like, it's still dumb they do peer-to-peer.
That's another thing we forgot to mention from Game Awards. The announcement that Joker from Persona is going to be the first DLC.
Part of this review I was going to throw
in. Hi.
Well.
So, at the Video Game Awards, we got our first DLC character. It's going to be Joker from Persona 5.
Do you have to buy these or you just get them?
Yeah, you have to buy them.
You get the
Smash Wise. You get the Piranha
Plant. You get the Piranha Plant for free.
Yep.
But you have to register. Oh, I need to do that. I need to remember to do that. You have to go and like redeem your Nintendo points for the physical purchase.
By the
end
of the year, isn't it?
The end of January, I think.
Something like that.
But do it sooner than later, because I'm not 100%
sure. Which means
you're
going to have to show me how to do that?
It actually, like, there's a step-for-step guide in the game menu.
Oh, okay, good.
Because I don't know how to do it either.
Okay, cool.
Yep. So anyway, so that'll be the first DLC character, but the first paid DLC character, Joker from Persona 5, which, if you remember when we were talking about DLC characters the last time on the show, all five of the DLC characters were picked by Nintendo. And it was something where Nintendo approached Sakurai with a character. We would like to do this character. Is it possible? And Sakurai would say yes or no. So our guess was, since Nintendo picked all five of these characters, that they were all going to be first-party Nintendo IPs. Them giving us Persona 5 just blows that out of the water.
Yeah. Sora. And that's the thing, is like, at this point, the fact that they got a Persona character means that there is no one that is impossible.
Yep.
I will literally shriek.
Because I'll learn how to play that character.
Because it's important to note, Persona has not released on the Switch.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Persona 5.
The fact that that didn't pair with a Persona 5 on the Switch announcement is mind-blowing.
Because, like, I'm sure now, like, everybody's speculating, and I would not be even a tiny bit surprised to learn that, Persona 5 is coming to the Switch. But, yeah, like, this just kind of, like, blows the door wide open. Like, we have no idea who the next characters are going to be, and they could be anybody, just about.
Sora.
I'm sure that Sora would be cool.
Or Kyrie.
Do what?
Or both.
What is she going to do?
Did you see her picture of her with the Keyblade? She looks awesome.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So Sora.
Shut up.
Don't worry about it.
I kind of think.
I still want Tails.
The whole idea of Goku now is, even though I'm not a huge Dragon Ball Z fan.
Goku, like, would be pretty awesome.
Marvel Ultimate Alliance is a Switch exclusive. We could get a representative from Marvel.
Ooh.
We could get Spider-Man. Here's Smash Bros.
No, it won't be Spider-Man.
No, all right. It needs to be Sora, guys. There's been two Kingdom Hearts games only released on Nintendo systems.
We could get Wolverine.
Cyclops?
Deadpool.
Sora.
I already said that. They all know I want that.
I want another arrow. I need a character that fires arrows.
Can I just have, like, Super Smash Marvel? Smash
Alliance?
I mean, that would be kind of amazing. That would be amazing.
Yeah.
Like, Marvel vs. Capcom, but, like, good.
Right. Give us that, basically.
I'm only talking about the newest one.
Because Mega Man's
nerds.
So anyway, just to rapid fire out with the last bit of the show here, Rockstar looks like they are actually improving stuff for their beta for online. They're fixing the economy a little bit.
Yeah, that's one of the first things they're going to do, which I'm going to put on my tinfoil hat, crazy conspiracy. They made the economy so unforgivingly bad intentionally. So because they knew, people are going to freak out. This new economy is probably not going to be great because it's still going to rely heavily on the microtransactions, but this is where they want it to be so they can still gouge people for money. They just put, it's that negotiation tactic.
They started off real bad.
I want a 6% raise, but I'm coming at you asking for a 20% raise so I can just negotiate my way down.
Right. I could absolutely see that. And also release it at that horrible time because they know the whales are going to spend money on it.
Mm-hmm. And you still can't use microtransactions yet. I think it's while it's in beta, you can't actually spend money.
That throws that theory out the water then. So it's almost certainly the negotiating tactic then.
Mm-hmm. Also, they gave you a bunch of money in gold bars if you played within like the first week, I think.
Oh, nice.
And they went back, and so if you purchased like the $1,000 gun that's now only like $600, they're depositing $400 into your account to make up the difference. So.
And then the last bit there, Bethesda is issuing actual canvas bags to the collector's edition buyers.
You have to go and register it, though.
yeah, you have to register it, and if you put in a support ticket, hopefully you didn't have very much personal information in that support ticket.
Because, yeah, you could you would randomly just be shown other people's information, because there was a weird... Turns out Bethesda made something glitchy. I know that's super out of character.
They made their support ticket system. Super glitchy.
Which is cool, though. They downloaded the good version on Steam. Like, the fans made... The fans went in and made an actual support ticket system. And like, yeah, we'll use that.
Asa is such a word I can't say right
now. I'm sorry, but like, I feel...
It's unforgivably awful.
No, that is, yeah.
And Bethesda's been like... For Todd Howard to show his smarmy mug at E3 and be like, oh, some people say our games don't really work well at launch. Ha ha ha, how funny am I? No, your games don't work at launch. And then you put this trash fire out? Get wrecked.
The game
Play me in Smash.
After you've played King K. Rool.
Yeah, anybody. I'll use little Pichu. I don't care.
It's just Pichu.
He's a terrible character.
But he's adorable.
He is adorable.
And Josh is going to beat that butt.
I'm coming for Josh. No, he's not. Why are you siding with him?
He's nice
to me.
He's
nicer. I was going
to
say
he's nice to me.
Because he's Canadian. He has to be.
And that's going to do it on the show. Bye, everybody.